If you want to hit next level, you got to think next level. Let's go. Welcome to the JG3 Project. I'm your host, James Gordon III, aka JG3. I'm on a mission each and every day to become the best version of myself that I can. That requires hitting next levels, which requires taking massive action. If that sounds like you, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
All right, check this out. I am back. It's been a minute, right? But that's all good, man. It's all good. I got a lot going on in my company. I'm launching Golden Ventures, which is a consulting and coaching platform, small group, individual coaching, all this stuff coming out, man, it's going to be dope. I'm pumped, excited to be launching that, but that's what I've been up to, you know. The JG3 Project is my opportunity to just be me. This is how I'm able to add value to the entrepreneurship space, the small business space, those of you out there just looking to level up in life in so many different ways, you know. So, yeah, I need to be more consistent. I get that. But without further ado, I'm back. Let's go. On this episode, I'm going to piggyback off one of my latest posts called Take the Stairs. And what do I mean by that? So much of us in life are looking for that elevator that's going to take us straight to the damn top, right? And the problem with elevators are what? Number one, you can jump in that damn thing and go wherever you want. You want to go to level one? Boom, hit the button. You want to go to the penthouse suite? Take that thing all the way on the damn ride all the way up, right? The challenge there is it's going to take you to different levels that you're not prepared for. You're not ready for. You don't have the experience. You don't need to be walking into that level. And while I absolutely subscribe to the fact that you want to be, I'll just say, not the smartest person in the room that you're in, you can't be going from the couch to the penthouse suite of billionaires hoping to gain a few pieces or nuggets that are going to launch your next business venture, right? Maybe look to that level ahead of you, people a level or two ahead of you, right? So when I say take the stairs, what I'm saying by that is you have to go step by step to achieve whatever you set your heart out to do, your mind to do, whatever that is. You want to bench press 225? You can't push the elevator, take it to the top, and grab a barbell with 245s on each side. It's just not going to cut it. Not if you've never bench pressed before. You got to take the first step. So many people take a look at a staircase and say, damn, man, that looks hard. I got to walk all the way up there. I'm going to go find the elevator. And this is above and beyond a metaphor. I actually challenge myself, if at all costs, to take the stairs. Why? Because it puts a constant reminder in the back of my mind of what I'm working for, what I'm trying to achieve. You know, for me, the staircase is infinite. I'm going to be honest with you. That staircase is always moving. It's like the stair stepper. Matter of fact, I'm taking this metaphor into the gym. I joined a gym here, a different gym in January, and guess what? It's got a stair stepper. That was the next level for me, y'all. I never had a stair stepper at the gym I was at and doing CrossFit and stuff like that. I hop on that thing and it never ends until I push the stop button, okay? But you have to go step by step by step up the staircase. And sometimes, absolutely, you're going to take a step back. That's life. That's life. Oftentimes, as you get, you know, partway up that staircase, you might even be able to take a big old stride and skip one. Why? Because you've learned more. You set the foundation. You maxed out at that level. You can take the next step. Whereas the elevator, man, you're just going to go jump in that damn thing and what? Hit the 15th floor? Not going to work. So many shiny objects are out there in the space right now, especially with digital marketing. If you know how to market, man, congratulations, right? You can leverage that just like we do in our businesses here for immense opportunities. The problem is if you're someone that's just susceptible to the marketing and always trying to get next to that next guru or whatever you're trying to do, you're not taking any of the knowledge back with you. That's why I love the networks that I'm a part of and the networks that I'm creating. We're all about just adding value to the people coming into our pipeline. Of course, we have products and services and opportunities, okay? Of course. But that is not the mission. The mission is not to lead from a position of what can I sell to you. It's from a position of what can I offer you in terms of value. That's key. You need to be approaching every day from that perspective, and you're practicing your gratitude. We all get stuck in the mindset. Trust me, entrepreneurship can be a lonely journey. It can be. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. I struggle with that. Hell, the last 2 days, I didn't want to do shit. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'd almost will myself to take the stairs. I had to realize that I'm not done. I got to keep working, keep moving, because that's what winners do. We realize that when you take a step back, it's really just a minor setback for what I call the major comeback, you know? Think of it that way. If you're north of 30, you probably remember LL Cool J. Don't, mama said, knock you out, man. You know, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Think about that. Go listen to that jam. Just because I haven't put a podcast out in, God knows, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. I don't even know what it is. You can check the dateline here. Remember, I do all this shit off the cuff. I'm out here just walking around right now trying to add value to the market. That's it. Just because I haven't posted a podcast lately doesn't mean that I'm not here. I'm not present. I'm not in the trenches. I'm not doing the work. I'm absolutely out there trying to pave the damn way every day. Y'all know my tagline, pave the way, stay golden, right? I'm out here doing that every day. But sometimes I'm knocked down a rung or two on that ladder, on that staircase, and I got to stare right back up to it and say, let's go, let's keep moving. That's my message to you today. Is not just look at a staircase in terms of, wow, it's like climbing a mountain up there. I can't do that. Let me go find the nearest elevator. This is for your business, your personal life, in real life, for your health. Think of this. Take the stairs. And if someone out there listening to this is committed to take the damn stairs like I am every day, I want to hear about it. Share this. Let people know what's up. Hit me up with a 5-star review if you're so inclined to do so. I'd appreciate it. Until the next one.
If you're a JG3 podcast subscriber, let me tell you, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. If you have not already, please head on over to iTunes. Check out the podcast right there and write me a review, a 5-star review if you don't mind. And then like, share, comment. Get this out to the masses, man. Let's help grow the JG3 Project and get everybody on the best track to become the most elite version of themselves by hitting the next level. Until the next one.